Hello and welcome to a podcast from the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose. Having access to accurate information pertaining to our patient's medical history is something we would all want in urgent care, and having that access be as easy and straightforward as possible is ideal. Today we talk with Tom Bowden, who is researching this area and wants to get our thoughts on how we currently access information and what we would ideally want. So I would like to welcome to the podcast of the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care, Tom Bowden, who is leading a research team out of Macquarie University in Sydney. And Tom, you're researching the use and benefits of accessing patients' past medical history during unscheduled care in emergency departments and urgent care clinics. So can you tell us a little bit about your project?
Sure. Thank you very much, Guy. We've decided that this topic is a very important one worth studying, and are delighted that RNZ CUC shares our view on this. I'm a New Zealander and Auckland-based, which has made the last couple of years very interesting because we do a lot of Zoom calls. But the study principally is to try and arrive at a point of understanding how best to provide patient information about previous medical history to an emergency department or urgent care clinician.
And what was the reason that you kind of chose to undertake this research project?
We want to understand how best to provide this information at the front line, and there are currently a number of barriers to doing that, but it's become very clear that we can do much better than we are and make a much more consistent job of it. Across New Zealand and Australia, there are a number of ways in which past medical history is being served up to urgent care clinicians. None of them are ideal, frankly, and in many cases they just aren't used because they're not good enough.
And you've got a background that helped lead you into this research project. So tell me a bit about your background and how you got to where you are.
Sure. In 1993, I founded and ran HealthLink, an organisation which connects healthcare providers across Australia and New Zealand for the exchange of clinical data. And throughout the very busy 20 plus years of doing that, I became intrigued by the huge waste of resources by government agencies, particularly in big countries such as the United Kingdom, US, Canada and Australia, as they tried different but always top-down approaches to aggregating and presenting patient records. So I'm keen to find a better way, and I believe we can do it.
So you've certainly got the background to be leading this forwards. What have you done on the topic already? What kind of research has already been completed?
Okay, well, this is the fourth of four individual studies all around this topic. The first looked at international efforts where there had been some success. We looked at systems in diverse countries such as Israel, South Africa, Denmark, different parts of the US. New Zealand IT advantage of being a small, agile country and got a lot of stuff done. And we looked at how that might be harnessed to help find solutions. That's the ways in which people, particularly government and industry, are working together. And so that has been helpful. Thirdly, we've done a study of 45,000 emergency presentations at the Hawke's Bay District Health Board, where ED clinicians were actually able to get in and view patients' GP records, and they did it on about 6 to 10% in various circumstances do that, and it was very helpful. So we looked at what was good about that system, what was bad about it, and that's really been our starting point for the fourth study which we're doing now, which is to recruit as many emergency department and urgent care clinicians to get their views on how they'd actually like to see it work in their day-to-day practice.
And what do you already know on this topic? What's been happening around various health systems and jurisdictions around the place?
Well, the short answer is not much is happening, apart from the very energetic trials and experiments we saw done in our international review. On a big scale, the bigger countries really tried to go back to basics and sort out the standardisation and sharing of health data. In some cases, they've built systems that clinicians aren't using, and they're either soldiering on to try and make them use them, or they've actually stopped and gone back and looking in more carefully, more detail. No one's really got it nailed.
So you've got this survey that we're going to be sending out to our college members, and we've got members all over the country, 55 different clinics, including some who work in emergency departments. So what do you hope to learn from our members who are out there doing their daily job?
We'd really like to understand how they value getting that information, how important it is, and which pieces of information are more important than others, and which circumstances. And then we want to look at how important things like ease of use and system reliability are overall. So we've got high hopes of getting some really useful information from your members.
And once we've provided this anonymous information to you, what are you hoping will be some of the benefits that your work is going to bring to an urgent care clinician in the future?
Well, the one thing we really want to know is, what are the critical success factors that make for a successful past medical history system from an urgent care doctor's point of view? So once we add the feedback from your members to what we do know already, we hope to be able to specify, at a high level anyway, a pretty good system for pulling information all the way through from all aspects of a patient's medical history and putting it on the screen instantly during an urgent care consultation.
So you're listening to the people doing the job to hear what we want and what we think we need and how we'd like it, and you're hoping to be able to make those recommendations so that we get what we want sometime in the future.
That's right, and we've already seen in our Hawke's Bay project some really useful stuff, but it's a starting point, and the Hawke's Bay system had a lot going for it, but it wasn't particularly user-friendly. In fact, it was quite the opposite, so there's quite a few gaps we need to fill in, and that's what we're hoping your members will help us with. Because if we do it once and well in New Zealand as a strategic initiative, it'll be good for everyone, good for the whole health system, good for patients, and hopefully good for the job satisfaction of people working in a fairly testing environment.
And this is ongoing. You mentioned you've started it. Are you able to share anything so far of what you've learned, or is it a watch and see?
Well, I think I've given away a few clues, but I can't really go into that quite yet until our work's completed. But we're getting quite close to concluding the research and hoping to due to wrap it up by mid-June. And we're talking already to the New Zealand government and are hopeful that it may in some way be useful for the current redesign of the New Zealand system, which will be well underway by then.
So if I was to summarise, you're looking to speak to ED and urgent care doctors, clinicians working with patients on that unplanned, unscheduled presentation.
Yep.
And how we can, what systems we're currently using to access past medical history from other places like general practice, and using that information to find a better way for the future so that we can have a more seamless, a quicker, and just a generally better system for both us and our patient.
Yes, that's absolutely right. We want to enlist your members' help to design the ideal method for serving up all of a patient's past medical history that will be useful at their hour of need.
I think it sounds very exciting, and I'm very keen to see what you come up with. We're going to be sharing the link to the survey with all our members, and I would encourage anybody to take the survey. I took it. It didn't take me anything more than 10 minutes maybe to complete it. It was very straightforward. It was very easy to understand, and I found myself looking at the questions thinking, yes, I want to say this and get this out there, because I know from talking to colleagues around the country that they all have these little issues with the current systems and would prefer something better. So I'd encourage everybody to please check their newsletters and inboxes and complete the survey when it goes out. Tom, do you have anything further to add that we haven't covered?
Just to say thank you very much to everyone who will participate. Your efforts and help will be greatly appreciated and I think make a real difference to the healthcare system.
Well, thank you for coming on here to tell us all about it and good luck with your research.
Thanks, Guy.
My thanks to Tom for talking to the podcast. We'll be sending out links to this survey in the next few weeks and hope as many urgent care doctors in New Zealand will complete it as possible. If you have any comments, questions, corrections or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.